And Dr. Eddie Colson from College Station joins us this morning in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here with us this morning.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Let's go back to Friday morning when you heard about what happened in Connecticut. How did your office respond?
Well, you know, the facts were hard to come by on Friday morning and really all the way through the afternoon. But obviously, you respond by being shocked and just it's almost unimaginable like something like that could happen.
Sure. What do you have in place now at your campuses so people can understand that?
You know, one of the things that we've worked hard on over the course of the past many years is to make sure that we have emergency management systems in place. And so we have everything from lockdown drills to shelter in place to a Raptor system where we monitor those coming into our building. We've done some security, some construction to help with security. And so we've done a number of things over the course of the years to try to make our buildings just as secure as they can be. The truth is the best thing that we can do is be very, very aware of our surroundings and be very, very aware of what's going on campus, whether it's outside on the playground or inside the building. And so that's one of the things that we talk to folks about a lot is be aware of your surroundings.
From a public knowledge standpoint, what level of campuses has some sort of an individual that has some armed availability there?
Right. Our secondary campuses, 7th through 12th grade, have a school resource officer. One of the things that I think we've done well over the course of the years is have a great partnership with the College Station Police Department. Chief Capps and many within the police department and College Station have been very helpful in wanting to make sure that they serve the community, including the schools. So we do have armed officers, 7th through 12th grade. We have security officers as well, and really to monitor the outside of the building that are CSISD employees at A&M Consolidated High School. And as College Station High School grows, then we'll have to consider the same for there as well.
Eddie Colson joining us this morning, Superintendent of College Station Schools. Are there any things that you have looked at before and not put in place?
Well, you know, the things that we look at, oftentimes we will look at something and then you have to determine what are the limitations for that. And honestly, sometimes funding might be a limitation. I can't put my finger on any one thing that we've said we ought to do this and we haven't done that. We consider a lot of things over the course of the time, and as issues come up, we consider a number of things. So I can't put my finger on any one thing that we haven't done because of security.
One of the things that they seem to indicate is by turning on the intercom system within that school, that information was then audibly available to everybody on campus. Is this something that you've looked at?
Yeah, the schools have their procedures, and obviously we don't make those procedures public, but schools have procedures, and they're specific to each individual campus because each individual campus is a little different based on where the school is and the geography of the school. Obviously, a lot of the things are the same, but some of them are different, and including the use of the PA system. And so that is something probably we may all learn from, as well as how Sandy Hook Elementary School handled that. And that's one of the things that we'll probably review. How do we use our PA system if such a system or if such a tragedy were to take place in one of our schools? And I can't tell you exactly what their answer to that is, but that's obviously something we'll have to review.
Eddie Colson joining us this morning from College Station. Obviously, within your enrollment, you have very youngs all the way up to 18 and 19-year-olds or beyond. What is your view now on letting them know what this school is doing to make them feel safe? And likewise, the second part of that, how do you speak to the parents in this?
Yeah, I sent a note out to our staff on Friday just reminding them that the best thing that we can do right now and on the day of and immediately after, as I've said before, is just be very aware of things happening in our classroom and in our school. I'll send a note out to our parents today as well, telling them some of the things that we have in place and how we may respond. The truth is, I don't know exactly how we're going to respond yet. The facts of the case are just now becoming clear to us. We will obviously have to spend some time over the course of the next days and weeks and months debriefing, thinking through, and determining what we should do as we move forward. I think our parents have been tremendously supportive of CSISD and the things that we've done in the past, and I suspect that they will be as we just work through the issues at hand.
Having meetings with parents at campuses, is that something that looks like it could be on the board?
It certainly could be on the board. I don't know exactly what we'll do, but certainly something like that could be on the board. One of the things that I know that we'll do is continue our close partnership with the College Station Police Department. We're one of the very few schools around that's had a live, active shooter drill at one of our campuses several years ago to help train the police force as well as to help train our school personnel. We did this several years ago, which was beneficial, I think, for our police department as well as beneficial for, I know it was beneficial for the College Station School District. And so we'll obviously have to continue and even strengthen that partnership if we can do that. If it can be any stronger, then we want to do that. But as I said, Scott, we'll review, debrief, and have lots of conversations about what it is that we do currently, what we should consider, and what new we should implement.
Dr. Eddie Coulson is the superintendent of the College Station ISD. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website, and there'll be a link also at the CISD website. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thanks, Scott.
This.